So Simmers.
Welcome to Speaking Simlish, where we talk about everything The Sims.
From the latest news to our favourite packs, we deep dive into every way this game has shaped our lives. And that last part feels particularly important for today's episode.
Yes, it does. We'd like to start this off by saying happy 22nd birthday to The Sims.
Woo! You made it!
Yay! You're 22. You've been drinking for a year. Might be graduating college.
Sure.
I don't know. What do you do when you're 22?
I literally don't know. I think I got married.
That might be something you'd want to remember.
I'm not really good at times or dates or memory. Yeah. So
I'm pretty sure 22 is when I started grad school.
There we go. Big moments, big life shifts. Maybe time for a new evolution. But
we should introduce ourselves.
Oh, that too. Yes. Hello, I'm Amy Arnott.
And I'm Melissa Lifrat. And we are Speaking Simlish.
We are. And today we thought we'd just do a nice quick celebration episode for The Sims turning 22. And just, it was difficult, but we've each picked a moment that we look back on with extreme fondness for the series, maybe very personal, maybe a bit of history of the franchise. And we're just going to explore those top two moments in this episode. So Melissa, why don't we start with you? What's the moment that you've picked to commemorate the 22nd anniversary of The Sims franchise?
Yeah, so I had a bit of a tough time with this. You know, there's just, as somebody who's been playing The Sims for, I think, 16 of its 22 years, there's so many moments I could think of and so many moments I wanted to reflect on. But one that really stands out is my first time playing World Adventures, the first expansion pack that came out for The Sims 3. I had gone that day to, we used to have a boat, and I went with my dad to go clean the boat. And I remember the deal was, if I help him clean the boat, he will pay for half of the expansion pack. So 20 of the $40 that it was. So I spent all morning cleaning the boat with my dad, and then we stopped at Target on the way home, and I picked it up, and I was just so excited. I was info dumping on my dad the entire ride home. I'm sorry, Dad.
He's dealt with worse from you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. I still do that. I'm like, Dad, let me tell you about this new Sims thing. Also, please listen to my podcast.
Perfect.
So, you know, I booted it up, and I just remember how amazing that expansion pack was. I keep wanting to call it a game pack. I have the new game pack on my mind. So if I use those interchangeably, it was an expansion pack. But they gave us three big, beautiful open worlds. We had a French world, an Egyptian world, and a Chinese world. And they really used the opportunities feature that came with the base game and just expanded on that to an insane degree and made them into adventures. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I started with Egypt because low-key, that was the one I was least excited about. Mm-hmm. I was like most excited for China, least excited about Egypt. So I started with that one because that's the kind of person I am. And oddly enough, the French world is still one of my favorites. Hmm. I need to find a base game compatible, like a, not base game compatible, but where you can live in the French world full time. Yeah, like a mod or a world like that. But yeah, just when I think about what I love the most about The Sims, just that bit of gameplay and just hours and hours and hours of gameplay that you could have playing that expansion pack.
Yeah, and how different that offering is from something like Jungle Adventure as well. Mm-hmm. I know that they're two different types of packs, but the amount that came with World Adventure for the first expansion pack for The Sims 3 was ridiculous.
They really put their whole Sim Sussy in it.
Wow.
The Sussy in it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Totally. It was a great pack. I did have that pack as well. It's actually one of the first things I let go when The Sims 3 stops working.
It's one I honestly cannot play without.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love sending my little simmies on adventures.
I love that part too. I think, honest to God, and I'm one of those people still in The Sims 4 being like, please just give us a freaking hotel. Let my sim relax. She doesn't always need to be like battling mummies.
Yeah.
But the sheer amount that came in that pack set the tone so much for like what The Sims 3 would be as well. So many different types of packs that we got, things that really pushed the boundaries. I mean, they were pushing boundaries right up with into the future.
That was actually my second choice for my favorite Sims moment, was really putting their all into that final expansion pack for the game, mm-hmm. and just not only blowing it out of the park, but doing something so different and so unique.
Yes.
That I don't remember anybody in the community really asking for.
Right.
But, like a futuristic pack. But
yes, who would know to ask?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that pack.
Yeah. Good pack. And again, kind of three different worlds with that, right? Because you could change the outcome of the future.
True. Really
interesting stuff for the way that The Sims 3 approached expansion packs.
Yeah.
Super cool.
That is my favorite Sims moment from the last 22 years off the top of my head. Amy, what is yours?
So I had a little bit of a struggle too. I think, you know, again, like you said, it's difficult to pinpoint like one singular moment, but we really wanted to hone in on our like knee-jerk reactions for what we have loved about the last 22 years, because that's always fun too, because sometimes it brings up things you didn't even really realize was there.
Yeah.
As like, oh, wow, this is why I love it. So I ended up picking The Sims 3 initial trailer.
Okay.
And we'll put a link up to it in our Instagram and things like that so that you can watch it when this episode goes live. But I watched The Sims 2, The Sims 3, and then I went and have more to say on The Sims 4 trailers, you know, before the packs came out. So that's what I'm talking about, like their first initial this is what's coming trailers. The Sims 2 one was really cool. You took a Sims 1 sim and they kind of popped into life as a Sims 2 sim. It showed you a lot of like the journey and the way that they were focusing on generations, which is something obviously The Sims 1 didn't have at all. The fact that you had babies, toddlers, children, teens, adults, you know, young adults if you had eventually university, right? And then elders, and the fact that you would die naturally, all of these things, cradle to grave, The Sims 2 trailer was showing you what that would be like, and different relationships and all of that. It was also very risque, very funny, but it doesn't make my list as my top, because a lot of that trailer is like a story.
It's very not, cinematic.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for, cinematic. It's not real gameplay, and I hate trailers like that, you know, like they do it a lot for console games, like this is not actual gameplay, like just down in the bottom corner in really tiny writing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really about that. If you, this is a game and we're playing it, like if I saw a movie trailer and at the bottom it'd be like, this is not footage from the actual movie, I'd be like, what the fuck? What a weird way to sell something, and we just allow it.
It's just like lying to your face.
I'm just going to lie to you. Do you still want this? Very weird.
Please give us your money for this lie I have sold you.
That's The Sims 4.
Oh, please.
So I'll skip 3 and I'll just fast forward to 4. 4 didn't really have a traditional, hey, this is coming trailer. It launched right into like an 8-minute E3 deep dive into what The Sims 4 was going to be. Boring. So I'll use the launch trailer as my closest comparison. I watched that and I watched it and thought, wow, this game looks boring as fuck. Not only that, but it was a lie again. And not a lie in the way that where it's not actual gameplay footage, but they've just mocked it up in such a way that it is still a lie. So they used a lot of green Sims. So you still had the ability to have green Sims, like in the skin tone, way before this wonderful skin tone update that we've had most recently in the last few years. They've been building on that and things like that with the, you know, you can change them so much, basically full customization. But they use this green skin tone, oh my God, so fucking much in the Sims 4 launch trailer that you 100% would have thought that there were aliens in it. Based on every other game in the franchise, you know, really thinking of 2 here as well, because even when 3 came out and 3 is, in hindsight, like, loved upon so much, there's still a really vocal group of the Sims community that were like, yeah, but that ain't 2, and 2 is better.
Yeah.
So when we got 4, we really thought it was going to be a bringing together of the best parts of 2 and 3 to make 4. No, and we're still, even in 5, saying, I hope they bring together the good parts of 3 and 2 into 5.
Well, 3 plus 2 is 5.
Perfect. So maybe they're doing this all along. We ask for. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Deep cut, Illuminati shit. But you really would think that there were aliens in it. I was just like, I don't want to be lied to like this. This is stupid. This game is boring. Like, oh my God, this trailer is terrible. So now let me get into why 3 is the best one. And it is amazing. So you start with everything being in black and white. This guy is just stuck in his house. And over, you know, an omniscient narrator comes in and he says, imagine being stuck inside your house forever, and then someone opens the door, and that's really what Sims 3 was. And then immediately you're out into Sunset Valley in the trailer, and the woman's jogging around, and like, still, just the fact that you could like jog around the full fucking world is like, oh. And the fact that I'm saying that now, because sometimes I think about that world, Oasis Springs, and where the land grabs live. And it's just the two houses that face each other. And then if you tell your Sim to go on a jog, they just run up and down that one street because there's nothing else there. Oh, okay. I'm fine.
The Sims 4 has really traumatized us.
What the fuck is this game? But yeah, then 3, it is you following all these Sims around in the neighborhood or world of Sunset Valley, and everything in that trailer, you guys, every fucking thing that you see, you can do.
Yes. The Sims 3 was really good about that, especially on the launch, was here's what you can do. We're like, straight up.
Yes. Because there was so much you could do. Gameplay. This game, where I want to play it, I hope that it has gameplay in it. And yeah, they didn't need to lie. Because in their trailers, there was so much going on that you could just do. There were Sims fishing. There were Sims having a picnic. Like I've said, there was someone running around. There was a grumpy person like kicking over a trash can. There was someone that was clearly a slob rooting through a trash can. Someone picking up their newspaper at the end of their drive because they still had newspapers. People ringing, and this was the first time like mobile cell phones were in the base game. A call tree going on because that was just in there now. Mm-hmm. The only thing that played a little bit with perception was the fact that there was like a rock star kind of guy, and he puts on a concert on the beach. But you could do that. All of that was still gameplay. It was just set up in a way that made you think that he was like a celebrity, which obviously we didn't get celebrities until late night, and then we didn't get the true performance aspects until showtime. But even from their base game trailer, the thing that they're blurring the lines a little bit with, by the end of the franchise, you could 100% do everything that was in that trailer.
No, absolutely. And you could go out and like play your guitar, yep, play for tips,
yep,
and a crowd would form and you'd, yep, get tips, and they would do like a little like, oh, yeah.
Yep. And if you were really good, it was like, woo, you know.
Yeah, like, they, yeah, really like, they would watch and enjoy it. And so you could set up like, it might not have been the exact same crowd like they had in the trailer, but you would have a little bit of a group of Sims watching.
Yep, exactly. So that's my highlight of the entire 22 years, because when I look at that trailer, the jump, and I know that the jump was astronomical between 1 and 2, like huge, 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 like the addition of all of the different age groups is massive, but 2 to 3 is still to me the biggest jump that we've all got in terms of, and like that trailer didn't even really show you like create a style or anything like that.
It did not.
That imagine having create a style ready to go in your fucking new game, base game, and you've got so much else going on that you don't even need to flex that yet.
Yeah. The Sims 3 really had it all.
Really. So that's my top pick. And, you know, I know we do shit on The Sims 4 a lot, but that's just because we care so much. And hopefully this little episode of just like pure Sims joy does show that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure once The Sims 4 is in hindsight and we feel a bit more nostalgic for it, we'll have more highlights.
That's true.
But since it is still so fresh and we're still playing it, because let's not forget that The Sims 3 is a beast and it's so impossible to play.
Yep.
That we just want the best for the franchise.
Yes.
And looking back on 22 years, we can say that we have seen the best parts of the franchise and the fucking worst.
Right.
But looking at you, my first pet stuff.
But Melissa, none of that matters because 3 plus 2 equals 5.
Yeah. It's a conspiracy. You're not going to laugh at me when I'm right.
I'm here for it. Like, I'm fully invested in this conspiracy now. Like, this is the name of this episode. It's 3 plus 2 equals 5. Okay? So don't worry about it.
Thanks. Once again, I would just like to say, happy 22nd birthday. I hope you have a long life and a...
Yes, and may you never stop evolving.
Yes.
That's key for my enjoyment for you, okay, Sims? Not threatening you or anything, but I will physically fight you. How you physically fight a game franchise? I don't know, but I'll fucking figure it out.
We're just gonna drive to California, and we're just gonna punch the air outside of EA.
I'm just gonna stop punching Redwood Studios.
Yes. Well, we can't actually punch the studios because I don't want to get arrested, but we can punch the air outside of the
what
studio.
What if we stood on grass where it says, please don't stand on the grass? We're watching you, Sims.
With love.
So, on that note,
we would like for you to please rate, review, and subscribe to Speaking Simlish. You can follow us on Instagram at Speaking Simlish Pod.
You can, but there's one thing, Melissa. I don't know if we want to backtrack.
Okay.
But just to say thank you, because we have 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and 5 stars on Spotify.
Ah, thank you, guys.
So
thank you.
Please continue to rate, review, and subscribe. Seriously, because that's amazing.
We super appreciate it, and without the support we receive, there would be no point to doing this.
Exactly.
Other than the fact that Amy and I just like to hear ourselves talk about The Sims.
That's true.
But anyways, you can follow us on Instagram at Speaking Simlish Pod.
On Twitter at Speak Simlish Pod.
Or email us at speakingsimlishpod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. We've been Speaking Simlish.
And until next time, stay simming.